It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Good morning, young Benjamin.
Hello, Alice.
How are you going?
Old Alice.
Very old, old and wise. How are you going?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. What film are we discussing today?
Today we are discussing Dior and I.
Ah, fashion.
And that's Dior, the fashion label by Christian Dior. Because sometimes when I tell people what movie I'm watching this week, they get very confused because I tend to slow my words together. Dior and I.
So they think it's just one word.
Yeah. Or, you know, who knows where they're dividing it in their head. But it's a fashion documentary.
Wonderful.
And not a slur of words. I wanted something I could watch with my mum.
Did your mum enjoy it?
My mum did enjoy it.
Yes.
Let's set the record straight right here. She really did enjoy it.
Well, that's great to hear.
The question more is, did I enjoy it?
Ooh.
Is not quite a fashion aficionado. Listeners at home, we'll see. I'm dressed very plainly, as per usual. But, I thought it would be interesting. So it's about this designer, Raf Simons, who has just been appointed at the new appointed the artistic director of Christian Dior.
Ooh.
And he has to create a new collection of haute couture. We're struggling for a lot of words here.
No, you're doing well. You're doing well.
Yeah, which is just essentially high fashion. It's like one design, you know, it's like one of a kind, made to fit the model, probably won't be seen again except possibly on the runway or something, you know, on like a red carpet at like the Oscars, you know, just like high society fashion.
Cool. And so this sort of follows him creating that line.
Yeah. And he has just 8 weeks.
Ooh.
They say normally they have a lot longer, you know, twice as long to do it, but it's a bit hectic, but he does manage to pull it together.
Spoiler.
I'm
just kidding.
It's not that sort of movie.
It sounds interesting. It sounds cool.
Do you know much about the world of high fashion?
No, I can say confidently I don't know much about the world of high fashion. But I think, I mean, like when I watch something about fashion, I think even if you don't understand a lot, you can kind of appreciate it, right? Because it's like an art. Like you can look... Maybe you don't understand all the history and all the subtleties, but you can look at a beautiful piece of clothing and be like, yes, that is aesthetically pleasing.
Exactly. Well, it's a whole world. It's a whole cut-off little fascinating... There's so many, you know, like there's so many words to learn. they have their own little special workshops of full-time staff who work on these. They have something like 80 of them. They're called the Atelier.
Atelier, I think.
Really? Oh, so you do know something.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, and to even use the word haute couture in France, you have to have a special... protected by law. You have to meet a bunch of qualifications, only like a dozen or so houses do now.
Cool. You know? So would you say that you learned a lot from watching this?
I think I did learn a lot about fashion. Mainly consisted of me watching and mum pointing out things to me. Famous people, like sitting on the runway. There is a lot of them. A lot of apparently big designers did a lot of post-film Googling, as you do, you know, to learn about the stuff that you thought you learned.
Cool. So do you think this film... I mean, I feel like we're kind of getting at this, but is it just for people that are into fashion or?
Well, like I said, I'm not that into fashion and I found stuff to enjoy. You would need some sort of vested interest in it, you know. You can't go into it completely, you know, completely unbelieving and expect to be won over. You know, this is a film for the fans, I think.
Okay.
But it's also about the creative process, I think, interspersed with Raf Simons' struggle is excerpts from the writing of Christian Dior back in the 50s when he had his very influential 10 years at the company before dying. And they draws a lot of parallels between the Monday and the struggles of putting in a runway show back in the 50s, you know, and perhaps inspires something a bit more abstract than what's on the surface about, you know, struggling for your art and perseverance and creating something, perfect vision, all that. I don't know.
Awesome. So all those sound like themes that would people in all kinds of fields would relate to.
Yeah, well, it's if you're into art documentaries, you know, biographies of an artist, you know, are always popular. And this is like certainly a very good one.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to ask you one final question, which was asked right at the beginning. So did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did enjoy it.
Wonderful. We've got a thumbs up from Ben and a thumbs up from Ben's mum. That's a winner in my books. I do have a copy to give away, as I always do. First person to call me up, 309-3879. I would love to give that away to you. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
That was the Madman DVD review.